Good morning. I'm Marie Ashworth, and today is May the 10th, 2018. The radiation from Fukushima is still flowing into the Pacific Ocean and spreading even further afield. So we'll be using the golden ball technique today, given to us by Giuliano in his recent biorelativity meditation, to help cleanse the Pacific Ocean of radiation from the Fukushima plant. Giuliano asked us to look at biorelativity and how it contributes to planetary healing. In particular, we want to focus on the accident at Fukushima that is dumping radiation waste into the waterways and oceans of our planet. Part of the healing of this radiation problem must include the healing of the new sphere, because many people who are in control of the nuclear technology do not have an enlightened awareness of the dangers. One of the great issues of our time on the Earth is the denial that people have about the environment and about the dangers to the environment. Why is it that the people who are in power on this planet do not put the ideas together that radiation, high exposure of radiation and the biosphere and the living of the biosphere do not go together? There must be a control. There must be a definite supervision of this radiation. But even when people involved in this nuclear technology say the radiation is controlled and safe, they still don't understand. We, the Arcturians, are saying that this radiation, the nuclear power, the opening up of the atom, is so complex that humanity does not understand the dangers and the complexities of nuclear energy and nuclear radiation. It is not really a political issue, but an issue of survival for the entire planet. Survival for the entire world. Think about the galaxy and think about how there are so many sources of radiation throughout the solar system. From the sun, from gamma rays, from explosions. Yes, it is true that the galaxy itself is a dangerous place, and you as a planet are protected by the atmosphere. You are protected by the magnetic energy field of the Earth, which shields you from harmful radiation. So radiation is all over the galaxy, all over the universe. What is allowing humanity and the biosphere on the Earth to exist is the protection of the energy field around the Earth, and it is the protection of the atmosphere. Part of the solution lies in humanity's openness and humanity's higher consciousness and humanity's understanding and putting together and making the connection that radiation and the biosphere can be extremely dangerous. The radiation affects the etheric energy field of the Earth. It affects the new sphere of the Earth. The radiation is not only in Fukushima. There are examples throughout the whole planet where governments have dumped high nuclear material into the ocean and nuclear submarines that have been decommissioned lying at the bottom of the oceans. However, we will focus on the primary source of radiation exposure and toxicity on this planet Earth, which is Fukushima. So let us begin. Take in a deep breath. On the exhalation, release all dense energy out through the soles of your feet into the earth. Imagine a silver cord extending from the base of your spine and see it gently descend into the earth by a few feet. Check that all the four bodies of your aura are in balance. Say to yourself, all the four bodies of my aura are in perfect balance with each other now. We call on Giuliano and our Arcturian guides and ascended masters to work with us now. We call on the Ring of Ascension to assist us now. Let us open our DNA codes out loud by singing. Kadosh, 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 Adonai Zeveoth. Kadosh, 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 Adonai Zeveoth. Kadosh, 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 Adonai Zeveoth. Ehye Asher, Ehye. Let us take a moment to merge with Giuliano. Using your Arcan energy, place a golden shield of light around the Fukushima Daiichi nuclear power plant in Japan. Now, this is a quantum golden omega light energy field, which is now around the Fukushima Daiichi power plant. It is 2 miles in diameter, and it is now placed as a gigantic dome of etheric fifth dimensional quantum light around the power plant. We visualize the dome of golden light, of quantum healing light, around the power plant now. Let us spend a few moments visualizing this. Ooh. 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 See, sense, and feel this golden, etheric, omega dome of light around the Fukushima Daiichi power plant now. See this golden dome of omega light around the whole area now. See the hole in the center of the plant where the meltdown occurred, and visualize the hole closing up where the leakages are now. It takes omega light to seal. See a closing of the hole and stopping the leakage. See the closing of the hole now. The Arcturians, with their etheric tools of light, send down specialized technicians from the fifth dimension to seal that hole. Again, we will go into meditation. reveal your arcane power, your light, your energy. Now with Giuliano, we will place the golden dome into the Earth's new sphere, the etheric energy field of the thoughts, emotions, and ideas. Together we send a second duplicate etheric dome into the Earth's new sphere as an energy of awakening, of protection, of expanded consciousness that will awaken humanity to the dangerous practices of nuclear technology, weaponry, and power plants. Now. Let them see, let those in power see, that the dying of the fish and life in the Pacific Ocean that is now occurring is from the radiation leakages. Just like the person who is smoking finally realizes that if he wants to live, he has to stop smoking. Let this thought enter the new sphere now, that if humanity wants the ocean to survive, he must stop putting radiation into the waters. Let that awakening, that insight, be brought now from the new sphere into the consciousness of all leaders, business people, and scientists. Let it be brought into their consciousness now. Now with Giuliano using his fifth dimensional technology, we place a golden ball, an etheric golden ball of light, and drop it into the ocean right at the Fukushima plant. This etheric golden ball absorbs and removes all radiation from the waters. It is 1 mile in diameter. Now at the speed of thought, this 1 mile in diameter golden Omega ball of light travels around the ocean, filtering the water and absorbing all the radiation. Now, as we are speaking and meditating, this ball has traveled at the speed of thought around the whole Pacific Ocean, up and down the coastlines of America and Australia, and it has gathered and absorbed a huge amount of radiation. Giuliano now takes this ball, lifts it out of the ocean, and throws it deep into space, outside of the Earth, past the moon, closer to the sun, and the ball discharges all of this radiation. Now. Giuliano takes the ball back. It is 1 mile in diameter, and brings it back to the Earth. He places the ball at the nuclear facility at Fukushima again, and it absorbs and filters all the water. Then, at the speed of thought, let this ball go through the whole of the Pacific Ocean. Ta 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 ta. See it travelling at the speed of thought along the northern coastline of Alaska, past California, along the Mexican-California coast, down the coastline of South America, across to the coastline of New Zealand and Australia, up to Papua New Guinea, Indonesia, the islands of Japan, and up the coastline of Russia and back to Alaska. As this ball of Omega light is traveling at the speed of thought throughout the whole of the Pacific Ocean, it is absorbing a tremendous amount of radiation. See it doing this now. Giuliano takes this ball again, lifts it out of the ocean, and throws it deep into space, outside of the Earth, past the moon, closer to the sun, and the ball discharges all this radiation now. The radiation is released. We will do this one more time today. The ball returns. We place the ball at the Fukushima power plant, right at the point of the biggest discharge of radiation. The ball absorbs all of the radiation and then at the speed of thought travels all through the Pacific Ocean, absorbing all of the radiation leakages. The ball is traveling at the speed of thought. It can travel great distances in a nanosecond. And this 1 mile diameter ball has the ability to absorb tremendous amounts of radiation and discharge it. Then picked up by Giuliano and thrown deep into space, out past the moon, and discharged harmlessly close by the sun. This is an excellent exercise for biorelativity to purify and cleanse the radiation and filter it. Now we have this etheric ball in the ocean, to be activated any time you want by the biorelativity team. This etheric ball is also placed in the Earth's new sphere to serve as a wake-up call, a stimulation for those to awaken and to act to save the ocean life from harmful discharges of radiation. It is wonderful you are open to be planetary healers. It is you who are seeking the spiritual balance that makes connections for the survival of Earth's biosphere. And the more that the media know that there is a group of planetary healers, the more positive effect your work will have. For soon, everyone is going to acknowledge this need, this technology of biorelativity and planetary healing exercises. We'll now bring our focus back to our bodies. Check that we are here in our third dimensional bodies and that we are fully grounded. We thank Giuliano and all our Arcturian guides and ascended masters. We thank the Ring of Ascension for assisting us. And thank you, wonderful light workers, for being part of this important and powerful meditation.